Welcome to Money Talks, a series of podcasts developed by Oklahoma Money Matters, the financial literacy initiative of the Oklahoma Guaranteed Student Loan Program and the Oklahoma State Regents for Higher Education. Today, we'll talk about saving. Whether your goal is next semester's tuition, a car, or even early retirement, we'll provide you with tips and strategies to achieve your savings goals. Let's get started. Do you remember saving money as a kid? You found an item you wanted, like a video game or a cool toy, and then fed your piggy bank until you had enough money to buy it. As an adult, the process of saving money is still the same, just minus the piggy bank, but now there's more demand on your money. Want to know the secret to becoming a savvy saver? Pay yourself first. Paying yourself first means making you and your future a financial priority. When you get paid, set aside money to save before you pay your bills. Aim to save about 10% of each paycheck. If that seems impossible, save as much as you can to start and grow from there. It's making saving a habit that counts. So, what are you saving for? Basically, there are three types of savings goals: emergency, short-term, and long-term. We've all heard the saying, save for a rainy day. That's what an emergency account is, a rainy day account. Try to save at least $500 to have on hand in case of an emergency. You never know when your car will need repairs, or when your books will cost more than you budgeted for, or even when your roommate will decide to move out. An emergency fund can get you through a tough time and even keep you from relying on credit, which you'll have to pay back with interest. Short-term savings goals are for purchases you want to make in the near future, like next semester's tuition, a spring break trip, or a new suit for your first job interview. The key to saving for short-term goals is to figure out how much money you'll need to save each month to get there. Do you need $500 for a trip in 6 months? You'll need to put away around $80 a month to reach your goal in time. Don't forget about saving for your long-term goals, like homeownership or retirement. Make it a priority to save early and save often, because the sooner you begin saving, the more your money will grow. For example, if you begin saving $10 each week at age 20, you'll have nearly $250,000 by the time you're 65. Now that you know what you're saving for, let's talk about tried and true ways to make saving simpler. Step number one, make savings automatic. When you get paid, have a portion of your check automatically placed in your savings account. It's really hard to spend money that you don't see. Step number two, stash your extra cash. If you receive cash as a gift, save it, don't spend it. Since it was not expected, you know you can live without it. Step number three, sell, then buy. Selling back your books? Don't spend that money. Use it to purchase next semester's supplies. Step 4, be a smart shopper. Shop around for the best deal and buy used when you can. Thrift stores and consignment shops are great places to find bargains. Step number 5, the final step, eat in. Limit your eating out. Instead, have a potluck dinner with friends. Ask each buddy to bring a dish and then bag any leftovers for lunch the next day. Saving money is important and doable, no matter how much or how little you've got. Make small changes in your spending, save early and save often, and then watch your money grow. Thank you for joining us on Money Talk. If you'd like more money-saving tips, check out our website, oklahomamoneymatters.org. Until next time, make your money matter.